Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Following On podcast, as we've had another fantastic day's cricket in Rawalpindi. We saw that Pakistan were going to have to do something a bit special when they started on 499 for 7, but they'd have been pretty pleased to have got to 579 all out, meaning they were just 78 runs behind. There was an excellent 50 from Aga Salman, who made 53. But the real star of the show for England was Will Jacks on debut, taking 6 wickets, 6 for 161, including all 3 wickets to fall today. England then batted and we kind of knew what they were going to do. They were going to attack. They were going to try and get the biggest total they possibly could as quickly as possible, declare and get Pakistan in. We saw Zach Crawley blast away 48 balls for his 50. Joe Root, 73 or 69 balls. Absolutely beautiful innings to watch. But the star of the show again, Harry Brook. He was on course for the second time in this match to score the fastest ever century by an England batsman. But this time, after 65 balls, he was bowled for 87. That was tea. And then the declaration game. That meant that really, Pakistan, although the highest ever score to win a match batting last in Pakistan was 314, was set what looked a very gettable 343 to win this one. Excellent tactics early on, bowling the short stuff saw Robinson and Stokes get rid of Shafiq for 6 and the big wicket of Babar Azam for 4 after Azhar had to go off injured because he was hit badly on the hand. But then we saw a good comeback from Imam Ul Haq, 43 not out, in company with Saud Shakeel. They put on over 50 for the third wicket and they finished on 80 for 2 Pakistan, still needing another 263. Well, delighted to be able to talk over another day full of incident with Steve Harmison. And Steve, I guess we talk about the tail end of that Pakistan innings. England would have wanted early wickets. They couldn't make the early breakthrough. But then we saw Will Jacks come to the party.
Yeah, I'm pleased for the boy because he probably didn't realise he was playing. There's a few things I'm pleased for, which was because of last minute decisions had to be made. Yeah, Jacks playing, pokekeeping wicket, all these things that came about leading into this game. And the beauty about the mindset of this team is they just got on with the job. And I thought Will Jacks bowled nicely. He is a work in progress. Yeah, he's in for his batting. That bowl's a little bit of off spin. But to have somebody as well as the likes of Joe Root in your sort of common option of a top 6 batsman, because that's where he's got to push for, top 6. Batsman to a little bit of an option in the bowling department. I thought he was excellent. He bowled. I thought he learnt from the first part of his bowling, which was probably the first 20 overs, possibly bowled a bit too slow for this surface, possibly bowled a bit too wide for this surface. And then his second 20 overs were excellent. He bowled a lot straighter. He made the batsman make mistakes because, let's be fair, guy, on this wicket, the reason why you're getting out is because more often than not, you've got yourself out. And that's what's happened so far in this test match. But yeah, honestly, it was so pleasing to see a young player come in and make their debut the way they have. You know, Harry Brook's second game, the way he batted, the way this England cricket team is. Ben Stokes is saving test cricket. He really is. Him and Brendan McCullum are saving test cricket because I'm not sure anybody in the world wants to get, or anybody in England wants to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch England-Pakistan on that wicket. But while Ben Stokes is making decisions, I tell you what, there were a fair few got up this morning to watch it. And that's the biggest compliment I can give to Ben in that front, because he's making people want to watch Test cricket. You know, this wicket is shocking. This wicket, if it had been played by two other nations or any other nation versus Pakistan, I think we would have been talking so negatively towards the game of Test cricket. We'd be saying Test cricket is finished. We are the wicket at Rawalpindi against Australia. It was poor, got marked down. This one's worse. And if it wasn't for Ben Stokes and the mentality of the England cricket team, I think we'd have been talking about the demise of Test match cricket. I really do. So fair play to Ben for having that mindset. But on the other hand as well, Guy, it's one thing having that mindset. Sometimes that can be reckless and you could make huge mistakes and you lose the game because of it. The way their decision-making has been on this surface has been absolutely brilliant. The batting's been first class, 6.7 and over. Not for an innings, for a test match. It's ridiculous. And it's great to see. This is the way I want. This is the way I always wanted to play test cricket. I'd love to play for Ben in this format because I'm not interested in going at 5 and over. I just want to take wickets. And that's the same with Ben. He's prepared to lose a game of cricket with a view that he's in the chance of winning it. And tomorrow, do you know what? We didn't do a podcast on one of the days because we thought this game was that boring. The wicket was that poor. And because of Ben Stokes, largely, his mentality, all results are possible. Yeah, all results are possible on this game, which is great to see.
Now, I have to ask, I agree with everything you've said. The other thing, though, does it matter, possibly, if England lose this one? Yes, they want to win the series. Obviously, they do. And they want to continue the success of the summer. But the fact that Ben Stokes, on a dead wicket, has kept all three results alive almost means that whatever the eventual result is, we'll have something exciting on the final day, thanks to him. And would it be the end of the world if England lost this one because of a very, very attacking declaration?
No, I'm not saying it would be the end of the world. It's, look, if England lose this test match, Pakistan play on two wickets like this and win the series 1-0, and they'll say, right, we've done our job to win the game. Yeah, England can't do anything about that. Really can't. All England can do is have the mindset we're trying to win the cricket match. And when you've got that in mind, for me, you'll win more games than you'll lose. I'd love to know where he gets this from, Ben, because the captains that he's played for throughout his career, known him as long as I have, there's not many I can think that were like that. And I don't think he played for Strousey. Strousey wasn't like that. Sir Alistair Cook wasn't like that. Joe Root wasn't like that. In sort of domestic cricket, Paul Collingwood was not like that. You know what I mean? Paul Collingwood had massive disagreements on the way the game was played when we were at Durham, because I wanted to play in a positive fashion and he wanted to play like the way Andrew Strauss and a few others have. Theo Benkenstein, when Ben first came into the Durham team, Benke was a little bit more, well, I'd rather risk losing a game to try and win it than anything else. So I just wonder where Ben's getting this sort of mentality from. Yes, he's a box office cricketer, and he always looks to sort of take the positive option when he's batting and bowling. But it'll be interesting to see where he's learned this sort of thing from. But for me, the declaration was a good one. There was I listened to Michael Atherton afterwards, and he said there was three former England captains in the commentary box who wouldn't even thought about that. And yes, I agree with him because I played for one of them, and now there's no way NASA would still be batting at tea time tomorrow if he had his way. So look, I just think the way Test cricket is going, it needs mentalities like Ben Stokes. Would it be a huge thing if they lost it? Yeah, they would, because you know they've made the run in this Test match. They've given themselves the best chance to go and win it, and they've done all the necessary work to put themselves in a position. If you keep doing that, you'll win more than you'll lose. And I think that's the most important thing from Ben's point of view, is the mindset. He did that all summer, and he's done that. He's looked at the history books, and chasing over 340 in a test match on a fifth day in the fourth innings is very, very hard. And I think his bowlers tonight have got himself in a position where he's got a good chance of winning this test match, and it'll be a huge victory on what it was, an absolute shocker of a pitch.
Let's look forward to tomorrow in a minute, but a couple of innings we do need, I think, to talk about. Yes, Zach Crawley, another decent knock, got the team off to just the start they needed. But Joe Root's innings today was like one of his very best 50-over innings. He kept ticking over at better than a run a ball, 73 off 69. He batted absolutely beautifully. If we could have a chat about Joe. And also, the talent that is Harry Brook. This is someone very special indeed, isn't it?
It is. He is a special player. We know we've said far too many nice things about Joe Root, to be honest. He's just he's a genius. I still think he's our best multi-format player, and I'll argue with anybody that this guy can play red ball, white ball, shortest form of white ball. IPL auction just around the corner, he might have just put himself in a nice little position there with that innings, especially with him being able to bat as good left-handed as he can, right-handed as well. Yeah. That was a ridiculous shot. But again, he just shows his talent. He knows the situation is needed. And the message from Stokes would have been in the dressing room, we need to get to a point around about tea time with 350 in front. And if we do, we've got a chance of trying to get four sessions in and enforce the game. And one of the reasons they've had that is because we mentioned earlier, 6.7 runs in the test match and over is mind-boggling compared to what everybody else scores at. And it's largely down to Harry Brook. And at the end of the summer, I had so many people coming up to me and saying, because I said this on Following On with John the other day, so many people going up to me, even Gareth Batty, saying, why do you not like Ben Foulkes? And I'm like, I do like Ben Foulkes. I think Ben Foulkes is a fantastic wicketkeeper. And he is a great option, you know, especially in the subcontinent. But the reason why I was saying Johnny Bairstow to keep wicket is because we are not picking Harry Brook. And Harry Brook is a talent that we can't keep ignoring. He is too good not to be playing international cricket for England. We've had glimpses of it in the white ball stuff, but he's shown his true self. And now, good luck, Benjamin. Good luck, Brendan. Because how do you get Johnny Bairstow back into this team? Because our folks for the next test match, probably at the expense of Livingston, because he looks as though he's struggling with his knee. And where do you fit a certain Johnny Bairstow, who got basically this reign of a positive cricket, great mindset and winning formula, largely down to Johnny Bairstow getting three centuries and winning three test matches for England in the summer. So it's going to be an interesting selection when we get back to England if Harry keeps on scoring the way he does. But he scores all around the ground. He's effortless with his shots, so the way he plays his shots. And I tell you what, for any kids listening to this, watch his head position when he bats. His head position when he bats is brilliant. Gets over the ball. He's not looking for where the ball's going. His head position's always in a solid, downward. His eyes are looking down. And when he hits the ball, his head's still looking down, and it's in a great position. And that's why it looks as though he's effortless and he still hits the ball into the stand. It's largely down to the technical brilliance, and a lot of it's down to his head.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, no, that you feel for Ben Foulkes, but that's the only position you can see where Bairstow could fit in when he comes back.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to boll&branch.com today Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now, let's move on to the 20 overs we saw of Pakistan's second innings. Jimmy Anderson didn't open the bowling. Ben Stokes did. Stokes and Robinson, bouncers. Boy, did they miss Mark Wood today, because he would have been superbly useful. But he's so brave with his tactical decisions as well, Ben Stokes. Anderson didn't look best pleased, but he took it because Stokes got out Babar Azam. Robinson picked up a wicket as well. He's just unafraid of trying new and different things if he thinks that's the way to make the breakthrough.
Absolutely. I mean, I 100% agree. And when I looked at the way they were going, I think they had a slip in for two balls. I think Robinson pitched the first two up, realised it wasn't going to swing. And I think that there told Ben that, right, Jimmy, you're not needed to go, because there's no point flogging a 40-year-old, 4 or 5 overs, even though it's that. We're going to go down the aggressive route. We're going to use the ball at its hardest, which will then, because we're going to bowl short, will then scuff the ball up. So when Jimmy's needed, the ball hopefully be back, moving laterally when it's reversing, and you get the best out of Anderson. I thought it was a perfect plan, even though I'm still not a big fan of Ben doing what he does, which is the bouncer, because this left knee of his or the right knee of his, whichever one it is that he's struggling with, I wouldn't like to see that collapse, because he's too important. We can't play this way with any other leader. He's so important from a leadership point of view that we can't lose him. So possibly in the next game, I would imagine, with Wood's not fit, but he has been bowling Overton, wouldn't surprise me if one, if not both of them, are selected for the next test match in Multan, because England seems to have found a way. And one ball especially, just, I think, will send alarm bells around the Pakistan dressing room. It wasn't the hit on Azhar Ali, but how poorly Babar Azam, one of the best players, probably the best multi-format player in the world at the moment, how poorly he played the bouncer off Ben Stokes. And England might see that and go to that tactic. And it sends a message to the dressing room. It really does, Guy. I remember during my time, a few years ago, and it was a few years ago, at Old Trafford, when we played Pakistan. And, you know, the great late Bob Woolmer, he had them. He had Pakistan's top order, you know, proper players. You know, Inzamam, you know, Mohammad Youssef, Yunus Khan was the 3-4-5. We had them practicing on concrete slabs because obviously the bounce that we were getting, are going to get it at Old Trafford. And I bought one ball at Inzamam, which he played horrendously. He gloved it straight to Colley at sort of backward point. And straight away, you've seen a message of, if Inzamam can't play that, then nobody can. That's the message around the dressing room. And I think because of the way Babar played Stokes' bouncer, just wonder if it sent a message around the Pakistan dressing room going, well, our best players struggled with England's tactics like this. What chance have we got? So that was something that would worry me from a Pakistan point of view. I didn't think they batted that well. They're still in the game. They've still got a great chance of winning if Azhar Ali comes out and continues his innings. But if he doesn't, Nazim Shah at number 8, England will really fancy their chances. The biggest thing for England is to break this left-handed partnership, because Jack Leach, he's bowled nicely, he's bowled all right, bowled good pace, but he hasn't really looked hugely effective. And if the ball reverse swings, the reverse swinging ball to a left-hander is more difficult to bowl and sort of deceive a left-hander than it is a right-hander, because the ball's going away from you and you're always trying to sort of hit the ball through the offside anyway. So big things for England tomorrow, but the good beauty about it, the test match is still alive, and in England, I think, just in the pound seats.
Well, Steve Harmison, thank you very much indeed for joining us today. I know you missed one podcast because you didn't think anything much had happened during the day. I have a feeling you'll be back tomorrow, hopefully with a fit again John Norman, who had picked up a bit of a bug, which is why he was missing today. But in the meantime, Steve, thanks very much indeed for your time, and looking forward to the next following on podcast at the end of what has been a fascinating test match. Thanks to Ben Stokes and Brendan McCullum. Steve Harmison, thanks very much.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.